Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
You have seen the power of God, but has He been present with you lately? There's time that God has mercy on us, Pastor Pierce. Just like He had on Samson, who was sleeping with prostitutes. Come on. Who was the most arrogant, prideful individual that you could find. But He moved upon him. But was He pleased with him? Absolutely not. There's times that God moves upon us and lets us see manifestations and lets us feel Him and operates. You know, the craziest thing about Matthew chapter 7, He was operating through people to cast out demons, but He was not with them. Why would God do that? Because sometimes God is more concerned about the people He needs minister to. And if you're the only choice He has left, come on somebody, He will work through you despite you. But that's not how He wants it. No, He wants somebody that is madly in love with Him. He wants a church. He wants a church that's not just, oh man, we got to go to church on Sunday. Oh man, it's Sunday. This is such an inconvenience. Oh man, we got to go witness to people. Oh man, another prayer meeting. I don't know if I can make it. No, if you fall in love with His presence, when His presence becomes your everything. I feel like Moses this morning. Moses said, I don't want the promised land. Who cares about the land flowing with milk and honey if you're not in it? Come on, somebody. Who cares about the manifestation of the power of God? If God's not in it, I don't want it. Listen, I don't want heaven because of the streets of gold or because of the mansions. I want heaven because He's there. I'm not saved because it's a get out of hell free card. I'm saved because I met a man who died on Calvary, who got up on the third day, who saved my soul, who made me the temple of the Holy Ghost and filled me with the fire of God. You've got to come back to His presence. You want to know what I saw Sister Pierce praying up here? Of course, Sister Pierce was praying for something, but she was loving His presence. Oh, hallelujah. If you just come this morning to this altar and just fall in love with His presence again, come on, somebody. If you just come to this altar and don't ask God for anything, just say, Jesus, I want You. We love to quote Acts chapter 1. Verse 8, come on, pray, praise God, hallelujah. Thank God for a man in love with His presence, hallelujah. Praise God for a man. You know what Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says? It says, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. But it doesn't say power first. You're endued first. What does that mean? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. His presence comes, then His power comes. If we will be a house of prayer this morning, if we will be a people that passionately pursue the presence of God, nobody will have to lay hands on you. In His presence, Every sickness, every disease will be healed. Every devil will be casted out, because if you have his presence, you have his power. If you seek his face, you'll get his hand. Oh, if somebody pursues the presence of God. After we can all stand. After, keep on praying, Nevin. God's doing something special in you right now in Jesus' name. You hear me? After God tells Moses, I'm going to send my power, but I ain't going with you. Moses said, God, don't go without me. God, I'm not going. I'm not leading these people if you don't go with us. I don't care how good it is. But then after that is when he says, God, show me your glory. God, show me your glory. God, I don't care if I get the promised land, but I gotta have your glory. I gotta have your presence. I gotta have your power. Today is a day of his presence. Today is a day where you're gonna come and fall back in love with his presence. I want you to lift your hands right now, and I want you to say, God, just begin to repent right now. God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry for seeking just a manifestation. God, I'm sorry for just seeking my healing. God, I'm sorry for just seeking a gift. God, I'm sorry for just coming to you, God, for what you can do for me. But Lord, I want you. Can you tell him that? Come on, just in your own words, with your eyes closed, with your hands lifted. God, we will not be a church that just pursues your power, but our number one goal will be your presence. God, just show us your glory. We want you here. We want your presence here. God, oh, God, change our mindset again. God, change our heart again. God, we want revival, but more than revival, we want your presence, God. Hallelujah. I need some people on the count of three. I don't want you to ask God for anything. I want you to come and seek his presence. You can come and stand and kneel. One, two, three. Come on. As you seek his presence, as you realign yourself, oh, with this man named Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, as you put him first, as you fall back in love with him, as he becomes your first love, oh, let him move upon you. Come on, come on. It's been a while since you just sought the face of God. It's been a while since you came and prayed and didn't ask God for anything. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, Kira. Come on, as Kira begins to sing. Seek his face right now. Seek his face right now.
And all other treasures.
Looking for the manifestation.
Could never make.
You might have to repent. You might have to say, I'm sorry. Oh, come on. God, I'm sorry for being distracted. I'm sorry that my priorities have been off. There's only one measure of our success. It is the presence of God. It is his presence. It is his presence.
Could never
Are you tired? Get in his presence. Are you exhausted? Get in his presence. Ask for his presence again. Go back to your first love. Go back to your first love. Go back to your first love. Knock down the idols. Knock down the idols. Knock down the distractions. Jesus, you again.
Just give me Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I just want you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And nothing else. And nothing else, Jesus. Nothing else will do. Nothing else will.
His presence. If you need the Holy Ghost, get in His presence. Oh, Jesus, Your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus.
Oh, nothing else. Nothing else will do. I just want Jesus.
pursue and pursue, 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 pursue. Those who wait upon the Lord, those who tarry. Come on, this is not ordinary. This is not an ordinary day. It's a day of His presence. His presence is here. His presence is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let His presence move upon you. Let the living waters wash over you. Power come forth out of His presence right now, right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah. God, we live for this. God, we live for this. God, we live for Your presence. God, we live for moments in Your glory.
Spoken in tongues before. Is there anybody? Hallelujah. One brother, one right there. Amen. Just keep that hand up. I want you to close your eyes. Come on, let's all just worship. Come on, those who are filled with the Holy Ghost, lift up your hands and just let the come on. If you need the Holy Ghost, just begin to love on Jesus.
You don't have to stand up. You can sit right there with your eyes closed. Just begin to say, God, I want the Holy Ghost. God, I want your presence. And then turn that tongue loose. Go ahead. Go. Come on. As Kira sings this, lift up your hand and say, God, give me the Holy Ghost. Come on. God's going to do it for you right there. Shikarabaseke. Come on, let God refill you with the Holy Ghost. Come on, I'm not asking you to even stand. Keep those eyes closed, lift your hands, and turn your tongue loose in the presence of God. Go ahead, right now. It doesn't have to be loud. You don't have to fall over. Just keep your eyes closed and love on Jesus. Let that tongue loose and love on Jesus. Oh, shakale basande basama kaye tabasheka. Struggling with demonic oppression. If you've been oppressed, if you know that it's more than just a hormonal imbalance, if you know that there is true darkness that you are dealing with right now, you said, I know I've seen the devils, I've felt the devils over my life, over your faith. If you say, I know I've been encountering real demonic darkness, I want you to raise your hand right now. Hallelujah. With your hand lifted up, I just want you to begin to, in the presence of God, begin to love on Jesus and let God break that right now. Go ahead, Kira. Right now, God, I pray. Come on, keep that hand up if that's you. Father, we speak to the darkness right now. God, I adjure you. God, I beseech you through your Son, Jesus, that you would lift these heavy, oppressive spirits. God, I pray you would cast the devil out right now in Jesus' name. The devil must go. Suicide must go. All the spirits of lust, those dark, wicked, demonic things, we cast them out of this house in your presence, God. In your presence, God, right now in Jesus' name. Come on, if that's you, worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Love on him right now in Jesus' name.
Oh.
singing out. Come on, let's exalt him, exalt him.
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord. We exalt.
Somebody give Jesus a great hand clap of praise. Does anybody else need prayer for anything? Anything? I'll give you about 10 seconds if you need prayer for something.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.